guys, it is with the utmost respect that I have to come on here right now and tell you guys that Dotto's back!
Oh my God, we're in the Santa Monica studio!
Santa Monica studio!
Key moments, viewers. We don't really have a name. We have key members, but
interesting play at some point, Dotto.
Oh, I do like that.
Does it have to play?
Yes. Every episode now, it's a staple. It's a classic.
Yeah, you're right.
Also, for the video watchers, I've lost a leg. To the audio watchers, it's not. It's an optical illusion. I'm just sitting on it because it's slightly more comfortable.
Oh, I was like,
what does that mean?
I don't have two legs on the video.
I have thought, like, if we weren't a weekly show, maybe we would get rid of the intro. But we're
Why?
A weekly show, so we have
I
to
like
have
the intro.
I
dude.
Love the intro.
I like the intro. Okay. Down below in the comments. We don't ask for comments all the time.
We don't.
What do you think of the intro? I like that the TV fades in. Yako worked very hard on it. Yako's a retired man.
I was going to say, do we have like a classic?
What you just said is basically like, I don't like that championship banner we have up there. We should tear that down. He's retired, Nana. You can't do that. That's up there forever.
I would want to get rid of it. You know what I'm checking really quick? Can you comment on Spotify? Can you leave comments?
I don't think you can. We don't actually.
Man.
So when we started this podcast, I did say that I'm a big fan of the audio listeners of the podcast. That's my main focus. That's what I love. I told Dano, if I had it my way, this would have been an audio only show. Now, granted, that was before the set. You know, this is a beautiful set, Santa Monica Studios. Not cheap either. I'm gonna be honest. If you want to become a key member, never a better time. They took away my parking pass today. You're laughing. I'm not joking, dude. It was a 10-minute walk in 150 degree heat.
How about that climate change, though?
Hey, listen, man, I still think that stuff is fake. That's a joke. Last time I was here in the Santa Monica studio, I got involved in some jokes and people thought I thought the earth was flat.
You're going to back you're backing
I'm
out
backing
right now?
It backing down. Yeah, I think that's a bad look for me publicly.
So oh, okay.
So now I'm just going to think it in private. That's also a joke. See, we're doing this early so that you know you can get accustomed to the joke.
So instead of being a flat earther, you're gonna the new hill you're standing on is or gonna die.
Climate
on,
denial?
Is that the earth is not warming.
Listen,
up.
The earth is flat, and that's why the climate is not changing because it can't. The sun just goes back and forth like this over a flat piece. And really the metal reflective dome reflects most of the bad stuff from the sun.
So I can go stand outside right now and not Yeah. Get crisped.
Yeah, the liberals are going to tell you can't, though. That's a joke, too. I'm one of them. I'm one of the liberals.
Oh, man. Hang on.
Because you did just tell me that I can't get what? Burnt.
Well, yeah, yeah.
he did, in fact, just tell me. I can't go out
okay,
there.
Okay, we did a lot of rapid-fire ironic jokes there.
Yeah, yeah. I'm talking about this is just an anime podcast, okay. Man. What do we know about it?
Well,
that,
let's say what we normally, you know, we...
I do know that groceries are really expensive right now.
I did see that.
Do you not buy groceries?
Well, no, I do, but... me personally, I don't think my groceries have changed. But then again, maybe I just haven't checked. I don't think my grocery bills have changed that much. I could be wrong.
No way, dude.
But like, I've seen people, I haven't tried it myself. And honestly, I don't know if I want to because it might depress the hell out of me.
It would if you're about to. Because
I've seen people clicking reorder and it's like, oof.
Ooh, man.
But it's almost like an ignorance thing. Like, I don't know if I want to see that.
Yeah, you know, I guess you could just not, and then you don't have to see it. But it definitely is real for sure.
It is pretty bad,
dude. Honestly, not even just there. Like you can see it when you go get like fast food, man.
Yeah, no.
Like
I do think,
holy cow, man! Buying for four at a fast food restaurant right now is like I could have went out and like fine and dined and tipped like $15.
You use the apps though, right?
What do you mean?
The phone apps,
like to Dash or like to
no, like if you go to a fast food place, you use their app.
Not all the time. Sometimes.
Okay, I definitely think.
Are you saying I would save money if I use the app?
One of the hit tweets of all time is I love that my McDonald's prices are being I forget the word they use, but it was like being mostly paid for by stupid people that don't use the app. Because the app is pretty busted.
I got the app the other day just because
it's pretty good deals on there.
I Well, it depends on what app are we talking about. I got the McDonald's app.
McDonald's is what the one I was thinking. McDonald's app is pretty OP.
Why are we giving them free plugs?
McDonald's, Nano? You think McDonald's is like, oh, we're getting the key moments head. Bro, I think McDonald's is going to be fine.
Dude, imagine if in like 1 year's time, we're telling you guys, now word from our sponsor.
And if McDonald's wants to reach out to sponsor me, I absolutely will, okay? Oh,
sure.
Super Size Me was a fucking fake and biased documentary. No. That one's actually not entirely false.
Wait, really?
No, it is a good documentary.
I've never watched it.
I think there is a legitimate criticism of the documentary, but I think it's mostly like, I forget what the, okay, this is one of those opinions that I've heard somewhere that there was a legitimate critique of what, I think it's because he specifically, I mean, the whole thing is like he told them to supersize every possible meal with every possible, I don't know what the critique was.
That makes sense. So he basically wasn't eating like.
He wasn't eating like. A standard proper, McDonald's
proper
meal.
Portions, yes. Essentially.
But I mean, whether or not you even care about that, I think is still. I don't even know what the critique was. Let me not get too into the weeds here. But I think there was a critique. But I think overall, the point of the documentary still stands. Like, I mean, granted, what's the if you eat too many calories, you will get fat. I mean, but it's effective. It's an effective film.
The one. This is not the same. Actually, it kind of is the same. I followed a guy on YouTube or subscribed to a guy. I don't know why I said followed. Subscribed to a guy on YouTube like 15 years ago that did a Coke a day.
One Coca-Cola?
Yeah, or something like that. Like he drank Coke every day to see if that would do anything. I don't even remember what the conclusion was there.
I'm going to be honest. I'm trying to get back on the weight loss arc. But after going through a big weight loss arc, all of that stuff like kind of like once you learn, like once you swallow the ultimate black pill of just calories in versus calories out and that's it, all that stuff kind of falls off on me because it's just like, did you go over your calories that day? You're probably fine. It's probably about the same. I mean, the interesting stuff, I think you would have to, like a Coke a day would probably have to be like over like a year or year's time just to see what it's doing to your insides, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I'm pretty sure one Coke, or at least I hope, because I have a Coke Zero addiction.
Do you really?
Not really an addiction, but I definitely enjoy a nice Coke Zero probably once a day. I mean, a little can of Coke Zero ain't hurting nobody, unless it is, in which case I'll let you know.
I have a soda problem too. I
literally drank one right now.
Yeah, I love soda. So
and that was I don't even
relatable.
Know if that was my first one today. No, I think it was. I was at the airport on the way to Santa Monica.
Yeah, speaking of the parking pass, guys, if you want to support the podcast, you can become a key member. If you're watching on YouTube and click the join button that's beneath me right now, or you can save a couple bucks. There's a little bit of a YouTube tax here, a little bit of a YouTube convenience tax. You can go to patreon.com/key moments, link in the description to check out all of this bonus content.
I do want to bring up, it is the same content on both things. The Patreon is just cheaper because the YouTube tax, it's literally a YouTube tax.
They tax it more.
But I mean, I guess you get it on your feed. If you want to do YouTube, if you think the comfort is better, I guess, Patreon is what I would recommend, but they're the same thing.
Yeah.
Roll the bonus clip.
Bonus clips.
Hey, how's it going, Patreon? You guys want to watch some bonus content?
Anyways, we're playing this Dragon Ball game, which is...
Today, we're going over my entire... Well, most of my Dragon Ball collection.
Me and Nana were involved in a hit and run.
Yes, that's the other crazy thing about this. The Sonic DLC and Sparking Zero sounded crazy.
That was weird, right? Like, I know there's crossover, but...
Nano... Those were some good bonus clips, dude. I feel like we've produced a lot of good content, and the content that we're about to produce in the Santa Monica studio
is amazing. I mean, we got the hookup. We got a couple PlayStations down there.
I got a CECH01 PS3.
Music to my ears.
Do you know what's so special about those? Like, genuinely?
Yes, I do. Well, I mean, I think I do. What do you think? Let me give my answer first. Excuse me. My answer would be, That is the only model that has access to play all three generations of games, PS1, PS2, and PS3, whereas opposed to like a PS3 Slim cannot play PS2 games.
Exactly. Do you know why that can play PS2 games?
I have no idea what the actual technical thing is other than it is the one that can.
If you get a model like that, specifically like
this one. And it has to be that model. I know that, yeah.
It has a PS2 inside it.
What?
That has the broadband engine. They literally took a PS2 and put it inside that thing. When you're playing it, is not emulating PS2 games. It is natively playing them.
And that's why it's one of the GOATs. We talked about this over on the key members portion of this, which, by the way, this podcast, we're just We got to warm up. All right. We're not reacting to a Dragon Ball Z episode today.
No,
we're
not Dragon Ball reaction.
We're not, you know, we're not doing a movie. We have a couple movies planned, some big events.
I have a surprise movie I bought.
Oh, we have a couple of big things planned, but none of that today. But we did talk about this. That console is one of the, I mean, it's one of the all time best video game consoles of all time.
First off, do you like the aesthetic of that one?
Honestly, I mean, I do, but in terms of like usability, no, that thing is a fucking brick and a half. Like to move around, once I put mine down, I was like, I'm not moving that shit.
Well, I mean, there's a reason why it's so heavy is because it has a PS2 inside it.
It's basically like a, just like a monster that ate a PS2.
So there is, before they went to the slim ones that you're talking about, they can't play them at all. There is like a model in between of the bigger ones that they took the PS2 out and tried having the PS3 emulate PS2 games. And so they aren't playing them native, and it didn't have support for like all the games too.
Oh yeah, that's whack.
Yeah. So they tried it, and I guess when it didn't work out so well and they made the slimmer model, I'm pointing over here because you, even though
there
you can't see it.
There was a console down there.
Yeah, but you can't see it either, Dotto, but there's a slim PS3 right behind that little
slim
bit.
Slim PS3,
right,
it's fine. I mean, I still have one that I play PS1 games on.
So last thing I'll say about the PS3.
I'm getting my second leg back. Go ahead.
That is not my original PS3. And even I don't even have my original PS3 because my original PS3 got the yellow light of death. Dotto.
That was a PlayStation problem too?
Yep.
Oh.
Yep. So the reason why that happened, and I think same thing for 360, because when you look at the 360 market, people don't really want the white 360 because of its high potential failure rate. They want the slim model, that original refresh of the Xbox 360. That's like the one that people, I've been looking into a lot of, like,
you mean like nowadays?
Yes.
Yes. I just bought a 360 and I got the
slim.
Yeah. I think it's like the, well, there's like some debate on, cause one is like cheaper and about the same.
Oh yeah. I'm not talking about the one that kind of looks more like a next gen console. Yeah. Actually, no, that one did. I'm talking about the one that's shiny like that one. It has like a shine to it. Just like,
yeah,
that.
No, I agree. There's
so the same thing that 360 did for its consoles, PlayStation did for it. It actually made, it is still obviously the same processor, but it's a more efficient processor that dies a lot less. So your slim PS3s and your slim 360s have a more efficient processor. That one right there, what people are doing is called like a Frankenstein build. The inside of that one has the more efficient processor.
Oh, really?
Yes.
People do that?
Yes.
I gotta buy that.
Yes.
You guys like this? You guys like in-depth console talk? I do, because that, I didn't know that was a thing.
So that is a thing. So people are taking the innards and taking the processor out of a new PS3 where they're supposed to be efficient and they fix the yellow light of death problem, putting them in a fat PS3 with the old school retro possibility of PS1, PS2 games, putting it together, boom, bada bing, you got an efficient PS3.
I think the yellow light of death, which I didn't even know was a thing until now, and the red ring of death have to be like one of the... One, it sounds made up, but two,
it does. If you didn't live through that shit, you're like,
yeah, okay. But that is like, that shit was the most devastating moment. I remember one day I came home to my Xbox and it was just like, that might have been one of the greatest losses of my childhood. A pretty privileged childhood to say that. But I remember I was like, no, I literally, it was like a movie. I was like, not like this. And it just did that. You know you're in a bad space when you get the fucking peanut butter out and the toothpaste and you just try
it. I was just about to ask, did you try that? Because I know, wasn't one of the methods to throw like a towel over it or some shit?
Yes, I did the towel method, put it in the freezer, fucking smashed toothpaste, peanut butter. I mean, I tried every fucking surgery I could before.
Did it die with a game in it?
I don't know. I don't remember.
Mine did. So mine died on me mid-playing. I was playing Rock Band 2 and it died. And I sent it in.
That's unfortunate.
Here's the thing. I never felt the same about it because when you flip those over, it actually tells you most things do, but most things tell you like their manufactured date. But like on the PS3, they had it in like a very visible way. And mine was manufactured in December of 2006. And I bought it at a Walmart right before Christmas in 2006. And I always felt like really attached to it. And when I got back, they didn't send me mine back. I didn't.
Ooh.
Yeah. They didn't like fix it and then send it back to you. They just sent you another one that was like same model. So I was still getting like one that could play PS2 games, PS1 games, all of that. But I never felt the same about it. And then after that, because it was such like a, I like mowed yards to be able to buy that thing. Like,
yeah, man, that's an emotional
attachment. It was like a special, it's like, you know, I'm like, I don't know. PS3 for me is like, I like PS2 games, but I was still kind of like a kid and like I got out and I still, I don't know. I didn't play my PS2 nearly as much as I... Like, my PS3 was the console I played the most out of my entire lifetime still, I think, to this.
Yeah, no.
Like, is 360 probably, like, your most time spent probably era?
I mean, yes. It definitely feels like it. I'm not sure if, like, logistically, because of what I do now, maybe I've put more in on, like, PC or, like...
Fair.
But, like, in terms of emotional and, like, what it feels like, yes, I would come home from school every day and play Gears until night, and then Halo, and then Gears, and then Halo, and then Gears, and then Halo, and then some... Far Cry 3. So yes, the Xbox 360. Were you a Forza guy at all?
Did you play Forza?
No, I wasn't really into racing. I tried Forza. Look, you just hit a nerve, bro. Because Forza is like my friend, one of my friends who I played Gears, still my friend today. I just played Valorant with him yesterday. He was a Forza guy, big car guy, but obviously we're kids, so you play Forza and you drift. Big drifting scene. So fucking embarrassing, bro. Do you know what it's like? If anybody can relate to this, this might be the only unique experience. Joining a lobby of Forza players who are just drifting the same corner, and they are specifically drifting. I don't know how to fucking play it. That game is so hard that I just embarrassingly try like this. And the entire party's like, what the fuck was that? Do you know how to play? Do you know how to play? I was like, I don't know how to play. I don't know how to drift. How do I drift? It was eight people and my friend going, yeah, I don't know what's... it's his first time playing, guys. I was like, yeah, maybe I'm not a Forza guy. I stepped away from the drifting scene. But that was intense.
No Horizon either?
No. Dude, I'm saying that experience was like... I was like, all right, I got bullied off the Forza scene.
You're missing a third of the Xbox exclusive lineup then.
I'm just not a racing game guy, man.
Like, so you weren't Need for Speed or anything at all?
No, I played like... I play them casually, but like... Not like intensely, no.
Okay.
Just racing games eluded me.
I think the Horizon series from Forza might be like one of the best things Xbox has ever made. Like, I'm serious. The Horizon games are so good.
It's crazy, man, because I don't get it. I really don't.
Have you tried the Horizon games, though?
I did try it.
Because it's literally Need for Speed, but modern.
I tried it. I
know there are modern Need for Speed games, by the way, and I actually enjoyed the two newish ones, but...
I'm not even lying. It's the only game series where I'm just like so fucking bad that I'm just like, all right, I'm good. I'm terrible at those games.
Huh. Okay.
Actually, dog water.
I love racing games. Part of the reason I wanted to have that console is so I could play Need for Speed Underground 1 and 2. All right. Second question for you.
Follow up.
Boom, boom. Kind of not related, but also kind of related. No. Would you rather play something natively on this or emulated on a computer?
I think it something's more charming about just natively playing. Same. It to me.
I'm asking that because I think we are going to record some maybe like retro stuff while you're here. I'm like, we could probably emulate it, but I would almost rather just play
it's
it
way
native.
More charming. It's way more charming. It's way more fun. Because there's something that is just more fun inherently about putting the disc in, having the controller. It's over there. We're over here. It's more fun. I will say though,
and we also get wireless. We have to be PS2 generation, but technically wireless.
Like, that's an upgrade. That's a big dude. I will say, as much as I like having physical stuff, and it is fun, and it is, I like it better. I just got Sandland physically, and it just reminded me of why back in the day I switched over to being all digital. I switched over to being all digital as early as one could make that switch. Like,
yeah,
as soon as you could buy
digital game, guy for the for
as
a really
soon
long
as
time.
You could buy them digitally, and I remember that was like a big shifting movement. Like, usually digital games were like, no disrespect, but they were like,
yeah, they were the
baby games, like, yes, arcade games. Like,
you weren't buying
Explosion Man
Halo digitally.
No, like, no. But as soon as you could buy like the big games digitally, I was like, yeah, because dude, having a game disc break fucking sucks. It is horrible. It is like, well. Sorry, guys. Sorry,
or
boys.
The drive not working.
Yeah, sorry, boys. I can't get on tonight. My game broke, and I'm out $60 more if I ever want to play this game again.
Or does it break? It just can't. You can't read it anymore.
Yeah, it's horrible.
Something that we don't talk about enough in this age because we are so digital. But one of the benefits, especially, listen, people call me a Sony pony. It is what it is. But especially the PS3 over the Xbox was Blu-ray discs have an extra protective coating layer, so they're harder to damage over like standard DVDs.
Give it up. I think that's a big win.
Like when you look at the back of a Blu-ray disc, you notice like, oh, it's not really scratched up. It's because it's literally way more scratch resistant. Because DVDs, them shits, a breeze come by just the wrong way. You're like, damn.
Well, I bought $60 more.
Yeah, dude. It's crazy. Like, literally just being red, they get scratched. Like, it's nuts. It's crazy.
Nah, it's... it is fun. It's fun to collect. It's fun to do all that stuff. But whenever I'm faced with the most minuscule amount of resistance, I'm like, I remember why I switched. It's because this shit is annoying. Even getting up to change the disc back in the day, I was like, why would you ever want to do that if you didn't have to?
Yeah.
But now it's like, oh, it's fun.
I think it's because so much is so digital, like doing some stuff analog, like is nice. Like I won't like while you're here, one of the things that I'm getting in is like a shelf so I can set up a record player. I bought some.
Now you're going old school.
Yeah.
You're just doing shit for real.
I bought some I bought some records of like Linkin Park's first two albums. One of those is actually a gift. And then I got some of some of my favorite bands and stuff like that. Like just, I don't know. It just sounds like fun.
A unique experience even to do that. And people still put out vinyls just to
there's been a whole, people put out cassettes now.
Yeah. People put it out just as like a collector's item. And it's kind of cool. Cassettes are more I think they sound ass, but they're like more nostalgic for me.
Yeah. But now record actually sounds like good. Better.
Yeah. But cassettes, I'm saying, that's cassettes why I brought it up, because cassettes actually sound like ass.
Bad, yeah.
So that's more of like an actual, like, why the fuck are you doing? Like, records sound fine. But cassette is like, you put it in, it's like, it's like it's got fuzz over the whole thing.
Bro just got exclaimed.
But I will say, though, we both discussed this hobby. This was a hobby that we discussed and we figured out, I think we both found last time we were in the Santa Monica studio.
Oh, yeah.
The only thing that still makes sense to get physically right now, well, not make sense, but still has benefits, is movies. I have really enjoyed having movies just because everything being streaming, old head take alert, everything being streaming, you get gaslit into thinking that streaming doesn't affect the quality because it does look great compared to what it used to, but it's not the same at all. Like the bitrate on the disc is like multitude times way higher than they could ever stream.
Even just Blu-rays, not even talking getting 4K, 4K UHD. Blu-rays.
Yeah.
Just standard Blu-rays. Like what we were watching earlier was just a 1080p Blu-ray.
Yes, and it looks 3 times better than anything you could stream.
Yeah.
Because it's just, that's like how it works. You're not going to get that consistent stream over the internet.
I messed up. Have I told you what? So Dotto sometimes will text me like sometimes I'll text him, sometimes he'll text me like the random Blu-rays he's picked up. I goofed and I only bought Dune 1 on 4K.
Ooh,
you bought the 2-pack.
I bought the 2-pack.
So I ended up watching Dune 1 4K UHD and then had to watch Dune 2 streaming. And it was like a night one, night two thing.
Yeah.
It was very quick in succession. And I could tell I was like, shit, man. You can tell, especially on a movie like that. That's like so pretty vibrant.
It really is and don't get me wrong, it is more expensive. I'm not saying it's a cheaper thing to do.
Yeah, but you also own it forever. They can't take it from you.
And that sounds stupid, but I'm not going to lie. This shit made me... I saw The Iron Claw in theaters. I absolutely loved the movie.
Have yet to get a watch.
I gave it a 4.5 out of 5. It really just gets a little cheesy at the end, but that's it. It's really fucking good. And so I bought it on Blu-ray. There's no 4K UHD, unfortunately. And I actually watched it again. Usually I never watch movies again, but I actually watched it again with Kenzie. And it was great.
There's no 4K UHD for that one?
So the thing is, there is, but only in Germany. And that really pissed me off. But I'm not going to get a German
DVD. It's going to keep getting harder and harder and harder to get physical media for things, too.
Yeah. But it's fun to get when it can.
Yeah.
But yes, it's just like... Because then I literally... Because I don't want to be alone in this. Because I hate feeling like, am I gaslighting myself? Is this real? So after I watched it with Kenzie, I was like, all right, just for a second, can we go put it on the... Because it's on HBO Max. You should still watch it, by the way, if that's the only way you can watch it. I was like, can we watch it on HBO Max for a second? I switched over to HBO Max. She was like, oh my God, this looks like ass. And I was like, I know, dude. It looks horrible. After you see it, you can't go back. It's like...
Yeah.
It's like everything is just like slightly blurred.
It's crazy that the thing that really like... I feel like cemented this for you was Dragon Ball Evolution.
Did you just say cemented?
Cemented.
What was cemented. That? There you go. I was going to let it fly, but I genuinely didn't know if you were just trying to pull a fast one on me. You're like, anyways, you literally hit me with it. So I don't know if you see men, Tid. I was like, okay. Just trying to slide that one by. Gotcha. But yes, unironically, I hate to say it, but Dragon Ball Evolution impacted my life in a major way.
I thought you were going to say it. Then you're going to go, Evolution, semen.
No, like I hear your point. I want to let you know it's true. Dragon Ball Evolution, because we watched it last time we were here in the studio.
That is beautiful. That is still pending, by the way. There is a very real Neto, Dotto, Dragon Ball Evolution reaction. Yet? No.
When are we saving it?
We're still sitting on
the anniversary of the podcast.
The anniversary of the pod, I think. You're going to have to sub or key member up, and you can watch our reaction to it. And then we also did a podcast. Yeah,
the podcast portion will be
fun. Will be out for everyone, but there is going to be an actual reaction. I want to talk to Toasty about making a like almost YouTube type edit for the key members to
like film us or what?
Like. An edit that can somehow be okay to show people, but they can understand the context of what we're reacting to.
Yeah. Well,
almost like a YouTube reaction.
I think what we should do is maybe let a fan, like maybe we give a fan the full raw footage and then they upload it on Vimeo and then, you know, there's nothing we could do about that. And by a fan, I think like, you know, Toasty has a brother that loves the podcast.
Dude. You want to know, speaking of physical media and it dying out, you want to know a particular fandom that I think will keep it alive for quite a long time?
Okay, go ahead.
Anime.
Really?
Dude,
physical media for anime?
Dude, you guys listening, watching all that, let us know. Is there still something you pick up and it's only specifically for anime? Because I'm telling you, when I was browsing the physical like section of titles, there was so much anime.
Really? I was at Anime Expo and there was a little Blu-ray stand.
Think about the attachment that you have to... Like how many ways do you own Dragon Ball right now, physically?
A lot, but that's I feel like that's Dragon Ball though. That's Dragon Ball.
But see, that's what I'm saying. I own Yu Yu Hakusho three different ways right now.
Jesus,
I own Dragon Ball three or four different ways.
I own it like seven different.
I have the
Rock the Dragon collection. Yeah, like the Dragon Box.
Oh, I forgot you did the Rock the Dragon. Did you bring it?
No.
Damn.
I could have. It's cool.
What's some really Ocean cool. Dub shit in here,
it's
bro.
Really, it's so American. It's so sick.
Damn.
I just want to say really quick, I put this on my Twitter because it made me laugh, but one of the American voice lines in is like, Goku's like, you're an evil brother. And I think Raditz goes, I know, I've never even taken you to a ball game. I was like, it's like they talk about baseball and how they never went to a baseball game together.
What's the Vegeta line one more time for us?
Your father was an average fighter, but a brilliant scientist.
Yeah.
Bardock. That's sick. Bardock. Scientist. But that's an American thing to do. It's like your father created the move that's going to kill you. Your father was a big impact on this. I feel like Americans love when like my family member is a part of this somehow. Americans go crazy for that. Like Luke Skywalker, I'm your father. No way. He's related to him.
Wait, who's Luke's father?
Yoda.
Okay.
I hate to spoil that for you, but yeah. It's revealed in like the big...
I haven't watched Empire Strikes Back yet. We're doing like a thing.
I'm sorry. I probably shouldn't have said it, but it's like a minor thing.
I grew up on episode 1 through 3, so I've never really watched like the old ones.
That's interesting. Yeah, that's unique. I grew up like liking women, so I never really got into the whole Star Wars thing.
Got it. So how about The Acolyte?
I haven't seen it.
I haven't either. Keep seeing people shit on it.
Really? I feel like Star Wars fans are never happy until they are.
I just don't think they're rarely happy, I feel like.
Like Obi-Wan, they were pretty happy about.
I gave up on Star Wars. I don't know.
I've never been into Star Wars. Honestly, the only time I've ever been gotten is the Force Unleashed game. I thought that was pretty
cool. Starkiller, are you kidding me?
I thought that was pretty cool.
And then like you get into Force Unleashed 2 and they have like the exclusive skin that makes him look like whatever race Darth Maul is.
And the multiplayer was so fun.
I did not play the multiplayer in that one.
It was pretty fun. I mean, it's probably like one of those things where if you play it now, it's like 30 minutes of fun, but it was pretty fun 30 minutes.
Dude, let's load up some Uncharted multiplayer while you're here.
Ooh, see, we've been talking about maybe this, you know, we've been discussing ways to make becoming a key member maybe a little more valuable. Maybe we just make a Let's Play series and make it exclusive to the Patreon. You know, we just
I'm so down for that.
Maybe we just, you know,
holy shit, I'm so down.
Game
for
Gumps,
that.
You know, we just do a little something.
What the fuck did you just say?
Well, we don't have time to think of our own branding. We could just steal from somebody else.
I mean, I feel like there's a key moments thing in there for sure.
All right. I don't want to take too much time of the podcast, but let's take like 2 minutes. Let's show them how we came up with key moments. Do we want to brainstorm right now? Let's play show somewhat based on Dragon Ball, just because that's, you know, we got our roots there.
Would we base it on Dragon Ball though?
I mean, come on, why not? I'm just saying, like, for an exercise. We did key moments. That was because we're watching Dragon Ball. I mean, we don't have to. What do you got?
Let's see.
Okay, the clock is ticking.
Something with ball.
Okay, that's a weird take. I didn't think you'd go there. So game ball,
game ballers.
I'm not sure I love that, game ballers, but that is
with a Z.
Game ballers. It's not real. I mean, yeah, it's okay. It's okay. No. I mean, what about
game moments?
Game, that's a little too like game theory, like game moments. I mean, it's good. What about
Z moments instead of key Z?
Okay. I mean, if it's a Patreon spin off, that makes sense. What about Z time of our lives?
Bro, what's the
okay? All right, so that one's a no.
Oh shit, man. What was your Patara one?
Metamorin in the morning.
Yeah.
That was like if it was a morning show.
And then what was
the other one?
There was something with saying. There was something
just saying.
Just saying. Yeah.
Just saying was a
you start touching saying, and I think they're like
blast them.
Got them locked in.
Or real cannon fire. I'm really trying to think of just something for a Let's Play show. I didn't want to take up too much time on the podcast because this is just a meeting we could be having.
Nah, I think this is it. I think it's interesting. But I would love to see some of their opinions.
Because I'm not trying to gas it up. People like key moments. I remember when we first launched
it, people would like it that much.
It's kind of a nothing name to me, but people were like, oh, clever name. And I was like, hey, thanks. You know, we did spitball for it.
No, I mean, yeah. What's crazy is that like we came up with the idea to do this podcast in what, March, and that shit did not launch until September.
We didn't even really do anything for it.
Yeah, we did. We recorded like 7 episodes and like we're so ahead. Like,
no, we were not.
That shit, those 7 episodes went by like that.
Well, we could probably go back and grab because it was over text. You were like, we should do a podcast. I was like, sure. What's the name?
I can search my iMessage right now.
Oh my gosh.
I feel like there's something glaringly obvious to us right now that would make so much sense that we're not.
I'm trying to think of
what about key games?
Key games is okay. Power level. Power levels. I don't know. It's hard. Like I'm trying to think of a Dragon Ball term to offshoot it on.
How do you spell Metamorin?
I don't know. Meta, I would just how it sounds, like meta and then M-O-R-I-N is how I would guess. Or maybe an A, Metamorin.
I'm trying to think of like how you would have spelled it. You know?
I said meta in the morning, like fusion or something.
Meta in the.
I would just morning. Look up key. Well, I guess we've probably said key.
Oh, months. Dude, here we go. March 4th of 2023. You said Z how things go.
That's. I'm laughing because past me said that and I said Z. The Z time of our life. I don't know why I love replacing the with Z.
Discussion Ball Z.
That's horrible. Who said that? Was that me?
Yes.
That's fucking atrocious.
Dragon Ball dudes.
That's atrocious too.
Just saying.
That's okay.
Patara podcast.
That's lame.
Meta in the morning fusion. And you put in parentheses. Morning podcast exclusive.
Well, that's good. See, that was fine.
And then there's like a lot of voicemail. You sit. Look at this. You sent me three record. What, dude? Are you like me? Do you have to save? I save every
voicemail.
I hate that I do it actually because like it's really adding up like to my storage. My messages section of my storage is
it
like
saves in your phone. That makes sense as to why my phone is so cartoonishly fucked. Dude. I save every message.
Yeah, because like if you let it go, it's gone forever.
Yeah, and then it's a moment in time. Like it's a message. I should be able to keep it without it. That makes sense. That's probably why I'm so fucked.
Look, messages is taking up 60, almost 6 gigs.
That's probably worse for me because I literally save every, including my own.
Yo, yeah, same.
Like, I'll send it and
like, look, this is from 2023, and I have all of our voice messages back and forth.
Well, good. Why would you want to lose those, though? Like, that's, like, sad.
Here it is. Key moments on March 10th of 2023.
That was you, right?
You said, I like key moments. That's pretty good.
See, I was like, yeah, that's pretty good.
I said watchers with a Z.
Okay. That's a little, like, there's already a Watcher channel, and they got into some drama.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that could have been.
Gamers.
Is there any
It would be kind of cool if we could come up with something for real, and we really did do this, and we could have someone, like, do, like, an animated intro for
it. Yeah, Yunza Bit. I know a few animators. I've worked with a few.
Yunza Bitches.
Yunza Bitch? Yunza Bitches? Yunza. If we were, okay, I'm not even going to lie. That would go hard if we were like two like girl boss women. Like if,
yes. Actually.
If we were two girl boss women and that was our channel and we wanted to go by Yunza Bitches.
I still have the wig.
I don't know if we should. I don't know how far we should go just because we like the title Yunza Bitches. Would you guys want to listen?
I do actually still have your,
my what? Oh, my
colossal.
my ski mask.
Yeah, colossal titan.
My, why am I shiesty? I forgot the word. That does go hard though. That one was pretty sick. Yunza Bitches was pretty, ironically the best one we've had so far.
Yeah. I like how this is supposed to be a 2-minute bit. I think it's been a 10-minute
bit. It's been a pretty huge part of the podcast.
Dude, I did want to talk about one thing, though, for real. That's happened in my life.
No, I don't want to.
Oh, okay.
So actually, like, if I don't have anything else, I guess we can talk about it if you want.
Okay. So I think I mentioned this because it happened right as you got here to the Santa Monica studio last time. I had hurt my shoulder. Mm-hmm. So I went to physical therapy. I didn't go to the doctor because I was like, I'll just go to some physical therapy because I'd hurt my arm right here. It was called a golfer's elbow. If you do it on the outside, it's called tennis elbow. And you hurt like these tendons that like, I guess it's like the different type of grip.
Okay.
If you hurt on the inside of here, if you're just an audio listener, I'm pointing to like the bend of my elbow.
Inside basically. Arm.
Yeah. And it's hurt from here to go down. It's golfer's elbow, which really affects like your grip. And it's from lifting. I've got a tonal, and pretty much everything you do on a tonal requires like grip strength. Well, anyway, I hurt my shoulder. I went to VT for it. Thought it was getting better. It was still not getting better. I'm like, damn, why isn't this getting better? It's been like 2 months, man. And I'm like, I am 33 now. And like, you definitely, when you get in your 30s, like, I don't really feel old, but there are like things that make me sometimes feel old. And one of them is like recovery time on things. Like recovery time is just not as fast as it was when I was in my 20s. And I'm like, this shit's still hurting. I went and got an MRI. I tore it's called your labrum. It's like the muscle that's like, it kind of goes from here all the way around and it kind of like holds all this shit together. And I tore it in three places.
Jesus.
I'm going to get a cortisol shot. Cortisol thing is what it's basically just a steroid shot. Going to go in there and hopefully fix it, like a localized steroid shot. If that doesn't fix it, I have to actually get surgery.
Damn. You think you would get surgery?
I'm going to. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. If the steroid doesn't fix it, the only way to fix it is to get surgery.
Okay.
Like I can't lift. Right. I've not been able to do bench press in over 3 months.
Hmm.
I can't do any type of like pressing movement. Like when my arms are out like this, like if I have to like hold anything, like it does hurt. Like I can push through it because they're pretty small tears, but like it doesn't feel great.
I think that stuff is so interesting to me because like obviously you should get that done and fix that. I always just imagine like in caveman times, if that happened, you're just like, for the rest of my life, I'm fucked.
Yes.
Yeah. For the rest of my life, I'm fucked. I can't do that.
Pretty much the doctor came to me and was like, well, you can either do the surgery or you can take the shot. He's like, if the shot doesn't work, then you have to do surgery anyway. So we can do the shot. And if I have to do the surgery, it's a 4-month recovery time.
Damn.
Yeah.
Probably pricey too.
So I was like, there's that as well. So I was like, he's like, the only thing you're losing is like time. Cause we'll do the shot and you have to get that like a month. And I'm like, well, why would I not do the cheaper and faster thing and see if it works? And he's like, it's only about a 30% chance that it'll work. And I'm like, I play gotcha games, man. I'll be all right.
I'm pretty lucky. Yeah, LR. You try to YouTube rates your way into medical miracles. I don't know if you know this, but people think I have elevated rates in Dokkan. I've heard I'm pretty lucky.
I pulled Ultra Gogeta 4 like 3 times, and it's a 0.035% chance.
I don't care. Get out of my office.
Pretty much.
He signed you up for the shot.
He shook my hand. He's like, all right, man.
Thank you so much. And then you embrace it with a hug.
You said something about go get a job? Go.
I listened to a podcast, the Super Mega Cast, and they talked about how one of the dudes on there, their doctor hugged him. Have you ever been hugged by your doctor?
No.
Yeah, I don't think that's normal either.
No. I think we talked about this. The only way I would hug a doctor, I'm very, very, very fortunate, but the only way I would hug a doctor truly is if it was like a
life-saving operation.
Yeah, like, yes. Like, if it, like, you know, something that is very life-altering situation and we made it through or anything like that, probably would hug them, but I've never been in a situation like
that. And I don't even know, like, again, what you're saying is like a moment where you don't know how you would act until it happens, but... Yeah, I mean, that would it would take a moment like that for it to even be like a normal thing to happen.
I mean, I think if a doctor literally saved my life and I was like talking to them after the fact, I'd have to give them a hug. Like, bro, yeah, you saved my life.
Yeah, bro. And then you like lean in, my life is yours. Okay, I mean, thanks. But yeah, if a doctor like cooked, if they like really rose to the occasion, I think they'd earn a hug.
Yeah. Are you setting this up because you're saying if I end up having to have this shoulder surgery and he completely fixes me, I'm going to have to hug him or something?
I think you would. I mean, like, does he not deserve it at that point? I mean, like, if he does his job well, I mean, a little sugar on the side is not going to hurt.
I just really hope that, like, I'm able to lift again at some point in 2024.
That's the New Year's resolution?
Like, I'm still lifting, and I can still do lifts that aren't pushing at all. Like, I've done nothing to build up my chest in over 3 months.
Damn.
Like, what is life if I'm not getting to do chest days? What's the point? I know I've got 2 kids, a wife, successful a YouTube channel and podcast, but like I can't do chest day, bro. Like,
yeah, like I just
I'm gonna do legs twice a week. Like, come on,
I just don't know what I'm gonna do. You know, like I'm lost.
Nah, but I it does suck. I can do like very few movements where it doesn't hurt. And he said, as long as it don't hurt, do it. But if it hurts, stop because it's torn and you'll hurt it more. And I'm like,
oh, thanks, doc. Grand wisdom. If it don't hurt. Do. If it do hurt, maybe don't.
Yeah. I do think it happened. Like I had pretty bad, man, dude, to be in my 20s again. I had really bad form in my 20s for sure, and definitely did not do like proper warm up, proper all these things. And there's probably a good chance I tore it some back then. But then I finally like did it in right now with this most recent one.
Finished off.
Yeah.
Sent it back to the lobby.
I don't think I did like 3 tears in one go. Like I wasn't even lifting that.
I mean, 3 tears is like some fucking like Rock Lee opening the gate shit. Like that is like,
bro.
Go ahead.
Bro. So I finally finished the Storm series.
Oh, you finished it all?
Sorry. Finally finished Storm 1. I don't know why I said series.
Storm 1.
Storm 1.
Okay.
So I saw what all that game has to offer. And I get it with CC2's first, you know, day on the job.
They're fresh off the block, yeah.
Yeah, and like that was the first like Storm game, but man, they missed a lot of really cool ass moments from Naruto.
Yeah, no, it was again, Storm 1 is only looked back favorably because it has unique mechanics that they don't repeat in the later game.
When I found out they don't do the press the thing to do the signs essentially.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sad about that. That's a really cool mechanic.
It's funny that you're
I want to fight you in Storm 1. I've never fought anyone in Storm 1. Yeah,
that could be a fun, honestly, I would do a video on my main channel about that if you want. What was I going to say? That, it's funny watching you relive like Naruto fan discussion from like 2008, or probably 2006, actually. When did Storm 1 come out?
Storm is a 2008 game, which by the way, looks insane for a 2008 game.
Yeah, no.
That game looks crazy.
Storm 1 was also exclusive. That was another one of my PlayStation Envy games. Because it was only on PlayStation.
That's not a 360 game?
No. Storm 1, Storm 2 was, which is why a lot of people think of Storm 2 as their first one, because it probably was for a lot of people. But Storm 1 was exclusive to PlayStation. And yeah, there's a lot of stuff they took out. Like, the chakra thing is one thing. Like, I do think it's cool, but I also kind of think it's like, you know, it's okay. It's whatever. I don't personally mind it. I hated that they took out the running on wall mechanic.
That was really cool.
It's so cool.
I've not played much of Storm 2. I haven't played much of Storm 2. I'm like barely in
Storm
2
is where the game gets like good.
Well, so with Storm 1, the thing that, and I want to do a whole podcast over Naruto now that I'm done with the story, but the thing that pissed me off about Storm 1, and I had the realization on stream when I was playing it, was they completely skipped the bridge stuff, like all of that with what's his face. And I love
Zabuza
when I was, yeah, that's not in the game
at all.
At all.
Oh, that's weird.
It starts post that.
So I feel just like that tuning is exams.
It starts right before tuning exams.
Yeah.
It's like the weird period of time that's like between they just got back from that mission and they also do some of the stuff with Kakashi, but they don't go out on that mission to save that village and fight him, which I thought was,
that's Naruto Bridge, man. How do you write Naruto Bridge out of Naruto?
Like when I was reading that was when I was reading, because I want to do the series and stuff. Again, if you're not familiar, I'm doing actually, by the time you're watching this, hopefully it is live. But I'm doing a Naruto series where I'm reacting to Naruto through the Storm games. But Storm 1, as I'm proving now and talk to people, Storm 1 does not, as a completely new Naruto fan, Storm 1 does not tell the story enough to be able to go into Storm 2 and understand what the hell is going on at all.
No.
Period.
And Storm 2 is a Shippuden game, right?
Yes, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Because it was just Storm was just Naruto.
Yes.
And then, damn. But writing out Zabuza is crazy because... like that's
he's just not in the game.
A pretty big arc for all of Naruto. Like a lot of stuff come. Like specific, I guess it's not like well, a little bit of it comes back later on, narrative wise. But like action wise, like I reference like the Naruto Sasuke combo they pull off there is referenced in like every time Naruto and Sasuke team up, they reference that fight.
Oh, they team up.
No, I'm saying if they ever do, like anytime they meet. They are referencing their team
right now. We're in a weird spot, you know.
What's that mean?
I mean, I finished the game. I finally got to see how Naruto ends, and like Sasuke actually dipped. I didn't think Sasuke was going to dip.
Oh no, he's gone.
I did not think that's how that was going to end.
He's out there. He's out.
Like
he's out
I definitely there. Knew he's probably going to go through more. Like,
I think you're going to I think you're going to be very surprised at what Sasuke is as a character.
Oh really?
I think so. Yeah.
I think, man. Oh, and you mentioning Lee, they missed out on so many cool-ass Lee moments. I'm not kidding when I was screaming reading that manga. When Lee shows up when he's not even supposed to, and he unlocks all the gates and shit to fight the bone dude or whatever.
Kimimaru, yeah. That was fucking sick.
That's not even in the game at all.
No.
I'm like, none of that was animated? I mean, the stuff they animated was really cool.
Honestly, the Kimimaru fight is cool for Lee, but like... I still think he just peaked in that. Like, obviously, I mean, everybody thinks he peaked. But, like, have you ever seen it animated, his fight with Gaara and the Chunin Exams?
No, that's the whole point of the series. I'm not going to watch anything from this show until I'm done with the entire Storm series.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I know when I post this video, people are going to like, he's lying. I just straight up did not watch anime from, like, once I finished GT, I didn't watch anime again until Attack on Titan. Attack on Titan was my gateway drug back in anime.
Pretty much me too, but I watched ReZero. No, not ReZero. Sword Art Online.
Okay. So you didn't watch... you're not a Bleach head either, right?
No.
Yeah, I've never seen it. I couldn't even think of Ichigo's name the other day on the podcast.
So I've told this story before, but the reason I'm not a Bleach guy or a One Piece guy is because my trio of friends in elementary school, I watched Naruto. I mean, I think some of them watched Naruto too. But I watched Naruto. I thought it was really good. This guy watched One Piece and thought it was really good. And this guy watched Bleach and thought it was really good. So our bit was that I'd be like, ass, Naruto's the best. And so I did that joke so often that it burned into my personality that now when I see like, I watch some One Piece, but I never watch Bleach. And so now when I see Bleach, I'm like, ass. Immediately, I judge that series off rip. It's just ass to me.
Well, as someone who knows nothing about Bleach and very little about One Piece, I do think of all three of them, well, I've seen some stuff from Bleach, so I know that he's like a sword user, like I get that, and yeah. He has like some
demon, I know that they
demon like, abilities or some shit.
Bankai, like I know that,
but I think of the three, the one that appeals to me the most is definitely Naruto,
and that's why we're doing this podcast, because we're Dragon Ball Z meatheads, and that's what Naruto is. It's like
Naruto, like that shit was so good. Like first off, that's the first manga I've read from like start to finish, which I guess I've technically not finished because I haven't read Shippuden, but that was such an enjoyable ass experience. I don't know. I enjoyed reading that so much. Oh, that's what I was going to say, though. The bridge sequence. Not saying I was enjoying it before that, but all of that with him was what made me lock the fuck in and finally just like sit down and truly read the story, the manga.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's just a good fight. And Kakashi gets glazed like crazy, bro. Like Kakashi was... the coolest.
That was the
character.
Reveal of his mirror ability, right?
During
the
fighting against him.
Yes, yeah. That was so cool.
I thought, yeah, no, Kakashi the Copy Ninja is also like just a sick nickname. That was back in the day. I feel like anime and like manga, like Japanese properties tend to do this a lot where they force nicknames on characters. And when it's done wrong, it is the worst shit in the world. But when a Kakashi the Copy Ninja drops, it's like, okay, I see why you guys like the nicknames. That's pretty fucking sick. The copy ninja. Okay. Yeah. Oh, no, knows over 1,000 jutsus. That's insane. That's an insane feat. Sometimes.
Yeah. You know what else is an insane feat? You being back in the Santa Monica studio, which means we're about to produce so much content. And if you're looking for more content, you're here on YouTube, you can click on my face.
And Nano, before we outro, you want to know some really insane feet?
What?
Toasty, throw a picture of your grippers. Look at those. My goodness.
We'll see you on the next one.